So that was me chatting to Frank Turner at the tail end of the last week. It didn't actually end quite so abruptly, but I started babbling like an idiot, so I thought I'd cut myself off before I sounded even more stupid than I normally do on the radio. Started off before the interview would do one, then latest single of Letters, and then we heard Mittens, which we spoke about, the book, and you can still find that book knocking around if that sounds of interest to you. The thing that Frank mentioned that he couldn't quite talk about yet to help the Music Venue Trust has been announced now. He's undertaking trying to get the world record for the most gigs played in 24 hours on May the 4th and May the 5th in support of grassroots music venues. This is quite an impressive thing that he's doing here. So he's starting off at 12:30 at lunchtime in Liverpool before doing Huddersfield, Leeds, Sheffield, Chesterfield, Nottingham, Birmingham, Leamington Spa, Leighton Buzzard, London, The Underworld, Kingston, Banquet Records, Aldershot, Portsmouth, Winchester, finishing off in Southampton at midnight on Sunday the 5th of May. So lots of travelling. Lots of gigs at silly o'clock. So the London Underworld gig is at 4 a.m. and then he's doing Banquet Records in Kingston at 6 a.m. if you are a fan and want to go and see him in London on a Sunday morning. Not quite sure how you're going to get there. These are things to be overcome. He's being provided with free taxis to help him buy the company Free Now. There's a 500-mile journey from Liverpool to Southampton that he's doing as I said, starting at lunchtime on a Saturday and 500 miles later finishing at the end of Sunday. Incredible what Frank is doing. And he continues his amazing support of grassroots venues. It was a very quick chat to Frank. I hope to have more time with him. I had loads of questions that I could have asked, and it was a little bit rushed, but he was a delight to talk to, so thank you very much to Mr. Turner for his time. Ross and Hoppy Poller, probably their best known single, in fact definitely their best known single, taken from the album Tack, known for its use in things like Blue Planet and lots of other stuff that it's used on. Quite glorious, isn't it? Got to number 7 in the UK singles charts. Can't be very often that a track that sounds like that does that. And then Bernard Butler and Stay, taken from the People Move On album. And that was a single back in 1998. Getting to number 12 in the UK singles charts. Still tickets available for one of the nights he's doing at the church in North London later in the year, if you're interested in seeing what he's up to this at the moment. It's been a while since he's released anything. He's got a new album on the way, is my understanding.
Big time.
of new albums, or relatively new albums, which I did when I was speaking about Bernard Butler, which seems like quite some time ago now. High Llamas released their latest album, Hey Panda, last month. You can order that now. That one, though, was taken from their second album, Gideon Gay, released back in 1994. That was Track Goes By. The band have announced a couple of shows. First one completely sold out, but they're playing the Lexington on the 23rd of October, if you'd like to go and see those live. You're listening to me, Gareth Williams, here on Phoenix 98 FM. This is a Bumper to Bumper, a troll through Indian alternative from the 60s onwards, and let's have some new music now.
At the end of the world, at the end of the world, amongst the flames, god of self-destruction, trying to figure out who's the one to blame. At the end of the world, I'm standing at the end of the world, I'm drowning. Stars are looking down on me. They don't know what it takes. I'll start to change at the end of days. Your sun-kissed lips will be blistered with my name. This is the end.
This is the end. I've got nothing left. someone else like you. Give me a clue, how did you find your way? Guess it was true all along. It's a place to hide, and I'm sharing it with someone like you. I've got a lover in my sight, but something just don't feel right. Who's this somebody else like you? Yeah, it's true, yes, you found your way. Guess it was true all along. I guess that I should have known. No, there's nobody else like you.
Yeah, I'm sure I saw his soul jump out of him.
Yeah, I'm sure I saw the lights leave his eyes. I came here to cause a problem. I'm not here to make amends. And I never had much trouble saying goodbye to old friends. And it takes one, two, three, four, five. And you're dead to me. It takes one, two, three, four, five. And you're dead. It takes one. Thundercloud. Yeah.
spoiling you there with three brand new songs. First up, HCK9 and At the End of the World. Latest track to be released by them. We've been playing them for quite some time on this very show. Radio 1 have caught up and they've given them a play now, but you know, I like to point out that we were sort of there first. Then Sam Schurdel. I still don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. We played the first single, it was the first track to be taken from their debut EP, The Circus, which is due for release later this year. Somebody Else is the name of the second track, which we've just played you. And then finally, you heard Gaff Tape Sandy, a band that I have very much fallen in love with since I'm rediscovering them recently. Their brand new album, Hold My Hand, Goddammit, is released on the 31st of May on the brilliant Alcapot Records, and the latest track to be taken from it is Dead to Me. The band are touring in September. I'm going to see them at Boston Music Rooms, which used to be the Dome, I think, at Tufnell Park. They're also playing Rough Trade on the 5th of June. I'm expecting to hear some festival dates from them relatively soon. Looking forward to that album a great deal. I do go and I've ordered the album. I've bought tickets to go and see them. I'm not one of those people that that manages to blag myself into every single band I want to go and see. Sadly, that would be nice, but I'm supporting new music, which is what we should all be doing. Talk about Frank Turner. How do you support these small venues? Go and see bands at them. It's as simple as that. From the 60s onwards, you just heard the Buzzcocks, Ever Fallen in Love with Someone You Shouldn't Have, a single from the album Love Bites, released back in 1978. That got to number 12 in the UK charts. Right, I'm going to finish off with a bit of Jimmy Eat World now, taken from the 1999 album Clarity. This is the epic Goodbye Sky Harbour. Lyrics inspired by the John Irving book A Prayer for Owen Meany, which is a book that has an armadillo on the cover, which, if anyone knows me, is a big thing for me. I'll be back next week. Have a good one, everyone.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.